Every week in my constituency, I meet people who are not looking for miracles. They're looking for the basics: a hospital appointment that arrives in time, a home that is warm and affordable, a road that is safe, and a system that works for them when life goes wrong. And increasingly, I have to look at them in the eye and explain that the system run by this disastrous executive is continually failing them with their distractions and sham fights over things that don't actually change people's lives. This failure is not abstract. It has profound consequences, being felt acutely in all of our communities. These are unifying problems for the common good that needs to be resolved. It costs people their health, their dignity, and in some cases, unfortunately, Mr. Speaker, it has cost people their lives. The public are not stupid. They know when politics is focused on point scoring instead of problem solving. They know when leadership is absent, and they're losing faith in this place as a result. Stormont exists to serve our people, not to manage decline or defend underperformance. Doing nothing is a choice. Delay is a decision. And every day that passes without action is another day when our people pay the price. People deserve so much better than this. They deserve honesty, urgency and delivery. And above all else, they deserve an executive that remembers who it is meant to serve.